5, 4, 3.
Welcome to 2019. Mosh Pit kicks off a new start. We're going to do some new stuff. We're going to do some better stuff. We're going to do some bigger stuff. We're going to bring in more guests, more hosts. My co-host, of course, is going to do a lot more shows with me. Probably let him run on his own on a few. We're talking tonight about a new medium that could possibly be taking the music industry by storm, or it could fizzle out. I, for one, I'm kind of hoping it picks up because it's a really cool idea. We've moved away from vinyls. We've moved away from 8-tracks, cassettes, CDs. What's next? Listen up tonight. I know most people stream Spotify, iTunes, all those, but there's one thing that might be making a big impact, and we're going to discuss that tonight. But first, we're going to kick things off with 15th Summer, When Angels Cry Blood.
Until I put my faith in you, and now I'd swim a thousand oceans.
play. I wanna know what it's like to fly away with you. Touching the sky, I feel it's right. I can feel everything inside. The only thing is nothing's quite the way it used to be. Make these dreams come true. Rip away the veil they do. Don't wanna wake me up tonight. Wake me up tonight. Because it's eating me inside. You are gone for me and I. Don't wanna wake me up tonight. Wake me up tonight.
With the rift. This is the Sirens, Sisters of Swamp Rock, Bo and Lucy with Black Boots. Shades of Sin with Bloodlust Bite. Record labels moving away from actual printed media as far as cassette tapes, vinyls, CDs, and moving to flash drives.
I hate it.
Do you?
Yeah. I like to have something solid in my hand. I like the artwork. I like to support the bands. Flash drive just seems so impersonal.
They really do, but here's the thing.
We actually looked at doing this with Stereo Sound, I don't know, a couple years ago, maybe like 13, 14,
somewhere in there. We looked at doing, because vinyl printing is expensive. CDs, they're getting cheaper, but flash drives, I mean, you can get a decent 1 gig flash drive. You can get a lot of those at a time for next to nothing. Like,
how would that even work though?
Well, think about this. On a CD, you can put music.
Mm-hmm.
On a special CD, you can do videos, but you can't do a lot. Like, one of the Beastie Boys albums, To the Five Boroughs, when you put it in your computer, it'll actually play one or two music videos, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, sweet.
Well, think about this. With a flash drive, not only can you put the music on there, you could put a couple of music videos, like your lead single, your first video, your latest video, whatever. You could also put your tour schedule. You could put backstage videos, backstage pictures from the tour, or just from recording in the studio. I mean, a gig.
More bang for your buck.
Yeah, you get a lot of stuff. Now, I had a little pushback when I offered it to my bands back then, because piracy was a big deal. Piracy mm-hmm. was, oh man, that'll be too easy to have, our band steal our music.
Well, it's our easy fans. Now.
Right.
Nothing's changed.
Well, they've learned that, I think, at this point. If they want your music, they're going to get your music.
Well, you've opened my eyes a little bit, because I'm interested in what you're saying. As long as the bands make money,
mm-hmm.
because right now, Spotify, things like that are killing bands. They're not making any money, man, because you can download all the music you want.
Yep.
They're not making anything.
And people aren't downloading full albums.
They just download songs. I want the whole album. Mm. I'm such a fanboy of the bands that I like. I want every song. I want the bonus tracks. I want it all. Uh-huh. I want the fucking CD in my hand. I want to read the lyrics.
Exactly. And see, they don't even do that anymore. They don't put lyrics in. Well, most don't put lyrics in anymore.
I'm big on supporting the bands that I like and buying their stuff, because in metal, it's not like pop and rap. If you don't support the bands you like, they're not going to be around exactly. because they can't afford to do it. Exactly. It costs a lot of money. And the only way they make money is merch and mm-hmm. shows. Mm-hmm. And if nobody's buying their music, I mean, they got to tour their ass off to the point where they don't want to tour anymore and they don't want to make music anymore. So yep. I try to support them. I would buy that if the kickbacks to the band were mm-hmm. what it should be.
Well, see,
that if was, you packaged it right.
Right. And that was where I was headed next, is I had the pushback on the piracy thing, which, let's just move on past that. But one of my bands actually asked me, said, how do we make a flash drive look good on a merch table? How does we make it look like something that you want to buy? How do we market that?
And that's an interesting point, because a lot of it is the art.
And it really is. But if you were to take and have, let's just go ahead and say you fill up a flash drive. You get a 1 gig flash drive, which is, used to be a pretty good size. If you take that and you fill it up with music videos, you fill it up with your tour schedule, your backstage pictures, your music, of course, anything like that. Think about this. They're going to empty that flash drive anyway. They're going to empty that off. They're going to put it on their phone. They're going to sync it to their iTunes library. They're going to do all that, right? Well, now they've got a flash drive. They've got a flash drive they're going to use to store other stuff, maybe work documents, maybe school documents. And every time they plug it in, they're going to think of that band, because they're going to see the artwork on the flash drive itself, or maybe there's, yeah. They're going to think of you. They're going to think of, hey, yeah. I need to go mm-hmm. listen to that band again.
Right.
Well, I actually talked to a, I'll have to cut this out because I got to take my headphones off.
The fuck? What is it?
It's a pass. So it's called Muzi Card. M-U-Z-I Card. And basically you can wear it. It comes with a lanyard. But it's got a cool little pop. And there's your flash drive.
Oh, cool.
And these come preloaded. You can order them preloaded, or you can order them blank, and you do it yourself.
That's an interesting concept, because you could put artwork on that. You could make it something. And they could wear it around their fucking neck.
Right. I mean, think about this. This could be your backstage pass.
Yeah.
You order this, you get our touring schedule, you get our you get a link to our merch, our special merch.
Yeah, you could have you could do tiers of packages.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get this for this and this for this, and you can load it all different kind of ways. Now, that sounds interesting.
That is kind of cool. Like I said, I kept getting pushbacks. It's there if you want to check it out. That's pretty neat. Like I said, I kept getting pushbacks because I guess we were too far ahead of the curve.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe at that point. But now I believe this would sell, man.
Right. Because you can do your own custom artwork. I mean, right there, there's your CD cover right there on the front.
Yeah, and that's something you can actually wear that people would see.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to promote it.
I like it.
But I just thought it was kind of funny because I was scrolling through Twitter, I don't know, before Thanksgiving, and I saw that one of the big stories on Inc. or Register or one of those record labels looking to ditch CDs and go to USB flash drives.
Well, CDs are dying anyway. You can't even buy a CD on the street anymore. You pretty much have to order it online.
Mm-hmm. Best Buy did away with all theirs.
That's where I usually, that was my go-to.
I hated buying music from Best Buy.
Do you think technology's killing bands?
Technology's killing everything.
Well, I mean, you have everybody and their brother is making music mm-hmm. and putting it up online. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can buy recording shit now. It's so cheap. It's mm-hmm. unreal. And make your own stuff at home,
mm-hmm.
put it online, and sell it yourself, basically.
Right.
So I think technology is kind of killing the anticipation of music.
And bands are putting out music a lot faster than they used to. And that's also killing it.
Which I like, but
I like it.
There's no anticipation.
There's no anticipation, and they don't work as hard. I don't want to say they don't work as hard. They don't work as long on it. But you can kind of tell the quality of music has dropped because they're just spitting them out. Just spitting out
well,
CDs.
Well, a lot of what bands are doing is they're releasing singles. Take Slipknot, All Out Life, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
They release that. The album doesn't come out till February. And they'll probably release two or three more singles before the CD actually drops. And I don't know. I mean, if you're releasing your four best songs before your music's even available to buy, is that not killing you? Because, I mean, anybody can go to YouTube and hear that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point in buying it.
Right.
And you can hear it for free.
Right.
That's like shooting yourself in the foot in my mind. Whereas it would be better to not, I mean, in my mind, I don't know how it works now as far as how they make money off of music, but
I think why
would you release a song 4 months before the album comes out?
Anticipation.
Yeah, but you're getting half the album for free before right. it drops, so you're right. not going to buy the fucking thing.
Yeah, because most albums now don't have any more than about 8 or 10 songs.
Metallica did that.
Yeah.
There were 5 singles released with videos for free. Which I went and bought the CD just because I love Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy it to have it. But, you know, young people don't give a shit, man. They're not going to buy that shit.
Nope. It's the wave of the future. And
like I said, touring and merch is the only way bands make money these days.
Yeah, but my God, have you seen how much?
That's why they charge that. Like, say Metallica, what they charge. They charge that because they know they're not making any money off the album.
Look at Rolling Stones.
Yeah, any major band, even if it's pop, rap,
right.
they don't even make money off their songs.
Mm-mm.
Rappers, they all tour.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you the same thing. They make money off touring and merch.
Yeah. Well, I had one of my bands, they streamed theirs, and I think they finally made like 50 cents. Off of about 8 million downloads.
I know, like, the genres we listen to, they're not going to stop making full albums.
Mm-hmm.
But pop, rap, they make singles, man. They mm-hmm. make more off a single. It's not in their best interest to even make a whole album anymore mm-hmm. just because of the way people buy their music. Yep. They'll have a hit, it'll last 2 weeks, and they're on to the next one.
Yep.
You know?
And that's the sad part. But like you were saying with technology, I mean, it's killing everything. I mean, look at this. We're just two regular dudes with a couple of headphones, microphones, and a mixer. We got a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's anybody can do anything now. There's nothing special.
Right. This setup that I have right now.
That's killer.
And it's not top of the line. But it would have cost you, what, $500, $600, even $1,000 10 years ago? I know, because I looked into it. And even back then, the quality wouldn't have been this. It just sounded like you were recording it on your phone.
Right.
And again, you know, killing the studios. Studios don't make any money.
I mean, you can record it. You can get Pro Tools, record anything at your house, man, and it sound good.
Yep. Oh, God, I've got many bands that swear by Pro Tools.
Mm-hmm.
They all moved away from FL Studio, what used to be Fruity Loops. But I'll be honest with you, I love Audacity. Not just because it's free, but because you can do some cool shit with it.
Yeah, I mean.
And I know you can do some cooler shit with the paid-for version, like Premium or whatever. The hell is that?
I don't know. It's very eerie.
So the music just started playing. Not the music we play. I don't know. I just, right, like, man. I said, I wanted to get your opinion on the flash drive thing.
I think it's very interesting. If they went that way, I would roll with it. More bang for your buck. As long as the bands are receiving, as long as the bands are making money off of something, I'm for it, man.
Right.
You know, well, that's why I don't do the digital download thing and all that.
Right.
I'm not the iTunes, Spotify guy.
Well, actually, I saw back in, God, I guess it was right out of high school, 03, 05, somewhere in there. I was in, what is that, FYE? You remember FYE?
Yeah.
There was a band that had released an album on a flash drive, and it was the old school style with the big packaging flash drive. So you had all your artwork on the front, and, you know, your bio on the back. I was like, that's pretty cool. But it was like $20. I was like, no.
Well, I listen to the majority of music in my car that I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you buy a new car now, it doesn't even have a CD player in it.
I know.
So you're killing buying CDs right there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have USB ports, so the flash drive thing would be...
Do they still put the USB ports in?
I mean...
I know I've seen a few with it, but...
I know... Honda does. I mean, I guess if you just buy a certain model, I don't know.
Yeah. I've got USB ports.
Most things are Bluetooth.
I've got a USB port and aux and Bluetooth in my Subaru.
Mostly it's going Bluetooth capable because everybody uses their phone.
Yeah. Plus you can't talk on your phone in Georgia anymore.
Right.
Which is fine with me.
The point I was making was... They don't hardly sell cars with CD players anymore. Mm-hmm. You basically have to ask for one.
No. And that's...
If you can even get it.
That's like with my first set of business cards that I bought. You know, I went through Vistaprint, and I got all my information on it, yada, yada, yada. Well, at the end of it, after you pay for it, and they say, hey, your merch is being shipped to you. Go, oh, by the way, you just qualified for 1 month free with a website. I was like, oh, gee, thanks. My business card's already done, but I don't have a place. Now I can't put my website on there? That's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go through a guy and get the QR code printed off to stick on the back. QR code was supposed to be like the next big thing, the next, ooh. You know what killed it? It doesn't come pre-installed on any smartphone.
Wow.
So you have to actually actively download it.
Mm-hmm.
But, again... Why are you going to download it? Because you know you're not going to use it.
Right. Well, that's the same. Music went that way now. Everything's cell phones, man.
I know.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. Everything is download. Everything is right there.
Every time we go to a show, what is everybody doing now? Holding up their phone. Watching the show through their phone. You're at a live show and you're watching it through a piece of technology.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to save money on the ticket, stay at home, watch somebody else's live feed.
Hell yeah. I mean, I get, you know, taking a video of a show to post to your social media. Hey, I'm at the fucking show. It's awesome.
I get recording some of it, like, you know, a minute or two. And, you know, hey, look, I'm here. Woo.
Taking some pics, yeah.
Yeah.
But the whole fucking thing? Show, I mean, people literally watch the whole concert through their phone. And bands like A Perfect Circle, which Tool's going to do it, there are bands that are banning phones at their shows. And I get it.
They should.
They want people to watch the show.
Right. Plus, they don't want them taking pictures because a lot of times at live shows, they don't do... all of their songs on their albums. They throw in some specials, like things they're working on, things that haven't seen the light of day yet.
And you're paying for the privacy and the intimacy of that show, you know. I don't get why.
Dude, even when we went to Fozzie and the Stir, we didn't record a lot.
No, I just recorded enough to throw on
exactly
social media.
And just enough to say, hey, we're here.
Yeah, having a blast. It's a good show. Show right. them the quality and roll on.
Right. Same way with Concrete Super.
But did you notice how many people at just the show at Smith's? It was a small show, a small venue. Awesome show. But did you notice how many people were watching that through their phone when it was literally like you were right there? It was that intimate.
Yeah. Smith's is not big. I mean, great place, but it's not big. I mean, yeah, there were so many people. And I kept seeing, because where we were standing kind of in the back, because I prefer to be in the back. I don't want to be up front. I want to be able to, like, see the whole show. I don't want to, oh, I can look over here, look over there.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want it in your face.
Right. Where I was standing, I could watch, like, off of 3 or 4 people's phones. And there was this big, tall guy that kept walking around. And he would get right in front of them recording. So they keep having to move. And I'm like, uh-huh, you should just be enjoying the show.
What about that guy? I think it was the singer of the Stirs, dad. Was just rocking out. He looked like he was about 65 and was just killing it, man. That's awesome. Goals right there. That's my goal. I want to be like that guy. I want to be 68 at a fucking rock show, killing it, making all the young people look stupid. Because that's what he was doing. He was getting down. And everybody else was just like, standing there watching through their fucking phone.
And that's what I've heard talking to a couple other people. And they're like, so is this what people do at concerts now? They just stand there and barely bob their head?
Yep.
Like, yeah.
I was acting a fucking fool, having a good time.
Yeah. Shit, you probably couldn't even get a mosh pit going anymore.
Mosh pit. Nope, somebody would get hurt.
Oh, no, somebody would get hurt. They probably deserve to get hurt. Can I say that?
I don't know. Their snowflake would melt. They'd have to find a safe place.
Oh, don't punch me in the face again. Dude, I used to work with a couple guys that they lived in a mosh pit, basically.
Like, dude, I ain't getting in a fucking mosh pit.
Dude, every concert that came through town, every Friday and Saturday, they were out. They come to work on Monday with black eyes, fucking bruises up both arms.
Yeah, I was like, man, I love metal, but I mean, and when I was young, the pit was cool, but I'm so old that I can't get my fucking jaw broke. I gotta
break
work,
a hip.
Man. Yeah, fuck yeah, shatter my hip or some shit.
I don't want them to steal my cane out from under me.
Right. My walker.
My walker.
I'd roll with a walker, put rims on it.
What you talking about, man? I'd be out there in a wheelchair busting wheelies and shit.
Hell yeah. All right, on to the next one.
On to the next one. That was actually pretty good.
I don't know.
And this is Janani with Crazy.
I'm going crazy, and I think
This is Wicked Animal with You Got It. Revolution with Destroyed Youth.
Leave no punishment for your crime.
All right, guys, we got two songs left, and I'm going to go ahead and say my goodbyes now. We'll be back next week. It might get a little political for some of you, but stay tuned. It's going to get interesting. Up next, we've got Malia with Charged Like a Bull, and after that is The Keepsake with Driftwood. Catch you guys later.
Wishes, I'm fictitious, just admit it. Burning bridges, I'm with the swim, and hold my grin. You resent me just cause I won't stay in one scene. Don't you know that only dead fish follow upstream? Come on, baby, let's fly horns. You wanted a star, you think you can beat me. Watch the breath of clouds take form. It ain't a new arm, but you forget it, see. I never wanted to fight. I never wanted to fight. I never wanted to fight. But you know when I do, I'm charged like a bull. Wrinkle your nose, cut you off, foe. Ready, set, go. Had enough of all your ego, sweet but you so. Baring my teeth, watching you see with the envy. You can have dreams, just don't make them a reality. Come on, baby, let's lock horns. You wanted a star.
Like a little bit of 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 a fear to fall.
Lost the will to fight.
Can't even see what used to be with the mess you made of me. See what used to be with a mess.